I think things are going really well. I mean, we're into the second week of the strike, and spirits are high. Workers are coming out here every day, and you know, they see the effect that they're having, and they're getting stronger each day.
What about the local community? Do you think you're having an effect on them in a positive way?
Absolutely. I mean, there were complaints in terms of the noise, the levels of noise in the first few days. But by and large, both, you know, community, the neighbors that live around the hotel, as well as clients who come out of the hotel and tell us that they support us and that they won't stay at this hotel as long as there's a strike. They've shown that there's a tremendous amount of community support for the strikers.
And when someone comes out of the hotel, what do you tell them? Or when they start going into the hotel?
Well, you know, we leaflet them. We ask them to stay at a different hotel. We talk about the issues, what workers are fighting for, healthcare, wages, respect on the job. And we have a list of alternative hotels they can stay at. But really, we try to engage them. Many of them have made reservations months and months in advance. And, you know, they kind of arrived in San Francisco and, surprise, there's a picket line right in front of their hotel.
Yeah, it's Fleet Week this week, so I suppose there's a lot of, I don't know, what, military families around?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know who they are, but there are a lot of families around. There are a lot of folks around. One thing we have noticed is there have been a lot of checkouts. There are a lot of folks who don't want to cross the picket line. And as a result, the surrounding hotels that are not under strike, the other union hotels in the area, have been getting more business. They've been at 100% consistently since the strike started.
Anything else you want to say?
No, just everything is going really well. The workers are, you know, the spirits are high, and we're winning the strike.
And where do you see it? What in the end? How long do you think it's going to take?
It's hard to say, and I really can't speculate. You know, our strike is a 2-week strike. It ends this Tuesday night at 12:00 a.m. Wednesday morning, we want to return back to work unconditionally. You know, we felt that we should have a measured labor action. And a 2-week strike was what we considered measured. At that point, the hotels have said they're going to lock out all the workers. So we have yet to see what's going to happen.
And then Tuesday night's the final. They're going to do the negotiations?
Well, I don't know. Negotiations are going to happen this week. We haven't yet set a date. So it may be Tuesday. You know, negotiations will continue throughout this process, no matter what happens as Wednesday's deadline, you know, rolls around.
So, yeah, you're with the Mark Hopkins, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So, what about the other ones that just got locked out all week?
So, I mean, they've been with us since the beginning. In fact, before they were even locked out, they were out here on the picket lines. They were really helping the workers out at the Mark. The Fairmont's a good example right across the street. On the first day of the strike, after everybody's shift, they came out here and walked the lines with us for hours. So they've been with us from the beginning. They're willing to do whatever it takes. We don't know how long they're going to be locked out. But again, we're trying to return to work this Wednesday. We'll see what happens.
My man, there ain't supposed to be that much noise right now.
I'll calm down.
All right.
I'll shut him down.
Hey guys, everybody, no more noise. No more noise. I will get arrested. I'm not ready to get arrested.